Well, chapter 3 debunks the arguments for the existence of God. Leaving that on one side, chapter 4, why there almost certainly is no God, is hard to compress into a brief reading, and I'll have to read that as well. Chapter 5 is about the interesting question of why people are religious, because actually most people are. Chapter 6, and why are most people moral, to the extent that people are. Chapter 7, the good book and the changing moral zeitgeist.
It's good to see that.
Thank you.